¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Hey y'all, this is Billy from Permapastures Farm, and when I showed up at this Healing for the Ages conference, you could have knocked me over a feather when I'm sitting up front, and I look off to my right, and sure enough, I see an American hero. Yes, she is an American hero sitting next to me, and I'm getting goosebumps right now because I had no idea she was A, going to be here, or B, that I would ever have the opportunity to meet her. And I won't go into any great detail right now, but I told you right off the bat, because of you, there are people I know right now that are alive because of what you told the world, and you put yourself at tremendous risk to do so. So I'm not sure how much of this is actually going to be able to go on YouTube, so I may have to put it on Patreon, depending on what Dr. Judy says. And I'm just going to come out firing right off the bat. I had never heard of SV40 until you came around. I didn't know that this started all the way back with the Cutter event. I didn't know what this meant because nobody in the mainstream prostitute media ever told us the full extent that was going on. I mean, you've been imprisoned, you've been maligned, you've been, in many ways, most people, you've dealt with things that would crush most people. First of all, let me ask, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well now that we're out on the other side of this. And I should just say, it was Mickey Willis who told the world. And where the courage came in with that guy is what basically I was, you know, do you know the movie Good Will Hunting?
Yes, absolutely.
So in 2019, a friend of his heard me, and she's like, you got to hear this, Mickey. You got to hear this, Mickey. You got to hear this, Mickey. Then she told me, you've got to talk to him. You've got to talk to him. So I'm trying to tell him 40 years of corruption by your National Cancer Institute. It never was NAIAD. It always was SV40, Adi Gosdar, the 50s, Adi Gosdar. And I say that name because in 18, all of these guys were creating the hybrid viruses from animals or leaving toxins in vaccines and or passing mouse monkey viruses through mouse brains and picking up pieces of deadly cancer-causing mouse viruses that nobody could detect, number one, because they weren't listening to them. So by 19, I'm in trouble, and I'm like, we've talked to each other by a year, and it's like the movie Good Will Hunting. I'm going back to jail unless this guy understands me. You know, I'll never get the story out, and America will never learn the truth unless Mickey can hear me. And so I don't know what he doesn't know. So she's like, get in there and talk to him. You're wasting his time. And she's like, to him, she's saying, get in there and talk to her. You're wasting her time. And I'm like, I don't know, Mickey, what you don't know. So for most of the time, we just spent our hour with the shrink and the criminal because I didn't know what he wanted to know. Do you want to know how I was kidnapped from my home? Do you want to know how I escaped being killeried on November 9th, 2011? And she went to the CDC when she was Secretary of State. I mean, she went to the NIH Mazer Auditorium, and the CDC newsletter in December of 2011 showed you the plan of the State Department and the scientists and your NIH to, why don't we say, end AIDS, create an AIDS-free generation? Why? And how? Oh, because HIV never did cause AIDS, just like SARS-CoV-2 didn't cause COVID. But what's the problem? HIV was injected in every single hepatitis B vaccine.
Wow.
Because it was contaminated, but it was deliberate gain of function by Gallo. And
all the way back then?
All 1983.
Wow.
So I started working for, and LAV, lymphadenopathy virus, a swollen lymph gland, and gay-related immune deficiency were never the same things. Their behaviors, their environments, the toxins, the bathhouses, the poppers, Celia Farber's book, Serious Adverse Events. So I wasn't Wakefielded, I was Duisburged.
Wow.
What is a multi, but what we have is the proof that your NIH did it. I can show you a picture of COVID, and it was on the cover of our book, Plague, the hard copy, that quickly got changed to a paperback to create controversy, because everybody saw that picture. And it's COVID, it's a multinucleated. So all the way back to my training to Adi Gosdar, SV40, that was the 40th simian virus. It's not a retrovirus, SV40, but it's a promoter on the plasmids. And that was what caused mesothelioma beyond asbestos. So they knew what they were doing, and then they reinvent it now, and they say, oh, McKernan. And they take some guy, yes, okay, fine. He found it, but it's not in the COVID
shot. But you were already talking about it.
I know, but I mean, 45 years, that doesn't matter. It's just that, so what they did is they thought they destroyed the whole industry. They thought they took care of us. They thought they got all the data. Read the last chapter or listen to Bobby Kennedy, a hero. So last night I got a little upset with whoever dared say Bobby Kennedy, a hero and a statesman, was in any way being controlled by Bill Gates. We got that SOB by the short hairs, and he's coming to Jesus quick, sooner than later, because he's finished in this country. And those men, those two statesmen, what's the difference between a statesman and a politician? Well, politics is many blood-sucking organisms, politics, and a statesman is a guy that never, no matter what, compromise the truth. You never compromise your integrity. That's it. So this thing called COVID comes up. Mickey was on the Bernie Sanders. So watch the Plandemic series and you'll understand this all the way through. And watch it backwards and you'll see how we win if we stay in love. So it's fun stuff when you get it. So he, all of a sudden he said, wait a minute, I've heard that before. Because he's got a good memory and he sees things like I do. He doesn't read. And so he listens. And he, you know, so this, we all absorb energy and communicate in different ways. So do our cellular systems communicate. Well, they plasticized our brains and our livers, and they think they've won, but they fell short because they didn't kill the 10 million people. Why did they have to kill them? Oh, because in 1991.
Hold on, you're saying 10 million?
10 million people was who they intended to kill. Hillary, she told you that. November 8th, I'll send you, for this show, I'll send you the picture of her at the Kremlin. She told you exactly how she'd do it. She was going to sterilize the women and mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Well, if you read the real Anthony Fauci, you know there never was. And that's the crime of the drugs. Oh, so we're going to experiment on pregnant women to sterilize them. That's RU486. Why are they fighting so hard for birth control? Well, in vitro fertilization is murder. In vitro fertilization, RU486, is murder. It stops implantation, and that's 64 cells. So a human being, and we can absolutely prove it, is 64 cells. And I can prove that because I'm an identical twin. Implantation is the only time twinning happens. So you see, at the molecular and scientific level, therefore, every in vitro fertilization potentially killed a native indigenous people, a Cherokee like me, because you'll kill the stem cell. And the stem cell, again, I'm full-blooded Cherokee because I'm the stem cell.
I got it. Dr. Judy, you've been blowing a whole lot of minds since you first came on the scene. I got to know, because one of the biggest aggravations, I think, for me and a number of others out there is the fact that it doesn't feel as if we're ever going to see justice for polecats like Anthony Fauci. Now, What are your thoughts on A, him, and do you think we'll ever see it?
Well, number one, I just want to dispel any kind of rumor, and that's the lie, that I ever worked for Tony Fauci.
Right.
I worked 22 years for the National Cancer Institute, starting June 10th, 1980. The National Cancer Institute is not the NIAID, the National Institute of Acquired Immune Disease. Mm. And the first time I talked to him was when he was going to get the isolate, the paper of HIV that we confirmed Luc Montagnier's, it never was HIV, it's LAV. So when Luc Montagnier said, no, I never isolated HIV, it's because he isolated LAV. And they're different on electron micrograph, and we've got the picture. We've got absolute proof that HIV was gain of function, and it was injected in every hepatitis B vaccine from birth. So I talked to Tony Fauci once when Frank Rossetti was out of town. I answer the phone, it's the head of the Cancer Institute, Chabner, it's Gallo, Bob Gallo. And again, we all know the crime of Bob Gallo in HIV and killing millions of American of gay men, IV drug users and prostitutes. Because that's when Tony Fauci did the gain of function experimentation. He told America, you don't have to worry. The only people that can get HIV, and this is a fact, are gay men, IV drug users, and prostitutes. Why? Those are the people they injected with the vaccine. Were the class that was going to get killed. That was your experimentation, because we Christians, I shouldn't say crinos, but my mom used to say Jesus H. Christ. I said, what is the H for, Mom? And she said, it's silent, because I see no evidence of it in the silent majority in this country.
Mm.
You know, and so my mom's fun with words, or she was. Anyway, so Fauci, I talked to him in the fall of 83, the late summer, when all scientists go to meetings like this. And he's like, I understand you have a paper in press. All three of them are on the phone. It's a pickup phone, and nobody can hear it because I just answered the phone off the receiver in Frank's office. And I said, Dr. Rossetti's office, how can I help you? And they're like, we understand you have a paper in press, you know, Dr. Rossetti, confirming the isolation of LAV, of Luc Montagnier. And I said, yes, sir, we do. And he said, give it to us. Do you have a copy? Yes, sir, I do. Give it to us. I said, I can't. I'm not an author on a paper. Ah, because if you don't have a PhD, you don't author a scientific paper. Ah, so Fauci's an MD, and so is Gallo. So how do they get, I'm going to get me one of them PhDs and do research. That didn't happen. Now you can put anybody on a paper, including the person. That's not science. That's a pharma commercial. So, you know, Peter McCullough didn't publish one scientific paper. You know, those are opinion articles. And so, so anyway, I said, you know, give it. And they started screaming because they thought they'd get this 25. We'll have your job. Give it to us now. I said, I'm sure when Dr. Rossetti comes back, he'll give it to you. and they were screaming bloody murder because they thought this stupid kid would give it to him. And the story's fabulous. It's in our book Ending Plague. So, you know, I just lost my last job for refusing to manufacture XMRV. You know, the M in manufactured vaccines and viruses is manufactured. It's not messenger RNA. It has nothing to do with biology. It has to do with synthetic, and synthetic isn't biology. Bio can only be life. Synthetic is not life. What is our conversation? So when you get your words right. Anyway, they were yelling at me, and at one point it's like, well, we'll have your job. And Bruce Chabner, the head of the Cancer Institute at the time, is on the phone. And Gallo's on the phone, and I've talked to Frank long enough in the 6 months since June 6, 1983, that I started working for him, because I lost my job, reduction in force, when Ronald Reagan came in 81. So they did a reduction in force, and they put everybody on the contract, which makes you a hired gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they think just because it's your job. And so by the end of the day, they're screaming at me. And I said, oh, go Fauci yourself. And I slammed, I said the other word, and I slammed
the phone
down.
They're the same.
They're the same. And I said, either way, it's an ouchie. And so I slammed the phone down and stomped out of the room in the lunchroom where the other technicians, Bob and Bill, they were about 45 and I'm 25 at the time. So they're out there and they're like, and they always laugh at me. They found me so funny because I was always doing something. I just do not obey mindless authority. I just do not obey.
I knew we'd get along great.
And so I go out there and they're like, whoa, Judy, you're in trouble. And I'm like, what? And I was angry. And they're like, you have no idea who was on the phone. And I said, no, and I don't care. And they said who it was and what their titles were. And I knew who Gallo was because I heard Frank Rossetti for that 6 months. And so I'm like, and they said, you know, you are going to lose your job because they will. And I said, I said, I don't care. Nobody talks like that. And I stomped off into the biosafety level 3 to go work with the deadly HIV, right? The viruses. And it wasn't HIV yet. It was LAV and I never serial converted. That's why, you know, I got the hepatitis B vaccine. So I should have made an antibody to just like Magic Johnson. That was my PhD thesis, 1992. So he got AIDS because, wait a minute, Tony Fauci said you could only get HIV. He never got AIDS. You could only get HIV if you were an IV drug user and prostitute IV drug user, a gay man or a prostitute. Well, it was clear Magic Johnson's not a gay man. He's engaged, so you know he's not hanging out with prostitutes. What kind of racism is that when he's seropositive? Look at the Time magazine from November 7th, 1991, and it'll blow your mind. And what they did to that man, and then look at his first son. Because they infected the HIV, and as my friend Peter McCullough said at the Autism Health meeting in Dallas right here a couple years ago, the number one risk factor for a diagnosis of gender dysphoria is a diagnosis of autism. You mean if you blow out my brain with the HIV through a hepatitis B vaccine? Remember, there's all kinds of aluminum and garbage and pooled serum in the first ones. And then they went recombinant so that they could say the pooled serum didn't get the blood from the monkey, the mouse, the mRNA, DNA protein from the animal cell lines that they never bothered to clean up. And so you see, when you live there, I grew up there and I went to University of Virginia and I knew science and I'm, you know, my parents had integrity and it's like, hey, you know, my mom used to say, you got a mouth, Judy Ann, use it. I thought it was going to be the brains in the body of Christ, but I'm just the mouth. And that's Ephesians 5:11. I'll shout it from the rooftop. I will not ever go quietly into that
that's
dark
what
night.
I'm talking about.
So Frank Rossetti comes back from the business trip a couple of weeks later. Mikovits, get in my office. He only called me Mikovits or Trouble, one of the two. Mikovits, get in my office. And I go in there and he's angry. And this is one guy that can go from 0 to 105 seconds. And he's pacing. And I'm like, yes, sir? You know. And he's like, did you? Because he had just gotten back from NIH. It's not Fort Detrick. It's 50 miles away. I never worked for Fauci, ever. National Cancer Institute, 22 years. Head of the director of the lab of antiviral drug mechanisms. How did the drugs work on the pathways? 99 to 2001, that 911 destroyed the cancer industry. No such thing as turbo cancer. None. They started it in 911, and they hit those pathways that you, the people, paid for the cures. Bobby Kennedy, the last chapter of Plague of Corruption is, maybe there's one last story I should tell you. Na, 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 we saved all the samples. We have every clone. They're in liquid nitrogen tanks. They're watching us blow up our freezers and hit the fires wherever they think I go. Do you think I'm dumb enough to plug a freezer in? I'm not that dumb. We got it. We're fine. Bobby's got it. Trump's got it. They're playing it like an orchestra. What was the second thing she said, Hillary said, in 2011? So they're going to end mother-to-child transmission because you're not going to have any more mothers for children. That's the first one with AIDS. Second one is expand voluntary medical male circumcision. No newborn volunteers to be mutilated on their first day of life. That's not when you do circumcision, and there's nothing medical about it. It's a religious, it's a circumcision of your heart, and it was literally tagging Christians and telling them their kids were gonna get hurt. Yeah, and so they gave them the vitamin K shot. So if you didn't wanna be injected with hepatitis B, you got synthetic vitamin K, you get it in bee pollen, A, D, K, and E, you make it on day eight. Day eight is when they did a brist in Jewish culture, in that culture, and not, and it's in the Bible, not on day one, and not injecting vitamin K bound to deadly aluminum. So vitamin K is always going to be expressed because the aluminum never goes away. And in the brain, and you're always gonna attack yourself because A, D, K, and E is bee pollen. It's synthetic, and it's not a vitamin that comes in nature, and it's stuck on the aluminum. And every shot has more and more and more. And then they mix, you know, the Prevnar's and the flu shot, but they call it a flu shot. Why do you get a flu shot, one in this arm and one in that arm? Well, they bound 20 different pneumonia-causing bacteria to aluminum, and they inject it over here, and then they inject Vero monkey kidney cell clone E5. Oh, that's the clone that I taught, the word I use is taught, to support the growth and expression of Ebola. Oh, in 1991, so what was COVID and supposed to be? Ebola. It's Ebola. It wasn't SARS-CoV-2. They just made it up. And so there is no voluntary medical males. There's Senator Kennedy. And shout out to Cheryl Hines because she blew it away. What, imagine you're going to. No, yeah, you were going to kill our kids. And you thought honest people would protect their children. Well, you don't circumcise your child. You don't. There is no medical circumcision. You don't mutilate a baby because the hospital says so on day one. That's not my God.
Well, it sounds to me like there's not a whole lot based on what I'm learning at this conference and people like yourself. I honestly can't even point my finger to one medical intervention by the mainstream that makes any sense to me. And the more I'm hanging out with people like you and the other folks here, I'm realizing that, you know, everything I need when they're not chemtrailing the daylights out of us is the sun, clean air, clean water, being grounded, staying away from EMF, doing all these wonderful things.
But the clean soil. Roundup is not a weed killer. It's not an herbicide. It's a soil killer. So what you do in getting the weeds back in the ground, then their root systems intermingle in the topsoil. So the topsoil is so dead, we can't grow redwoods. And that's why we're creating these fires as these bioweapons hit the dead leaves.
I'm so glad you called it that.
Well, it's what it is.
So speaking of bioweapons, I guess we'll kind of land on this note. Oh, man, there's a whole lot of people out there, and a lot of them at this conference, as you well know, that have a lot of buyer's remorse regarding that jab that went out there that you warned everybody not to mess with. Where this may end on a good or a bad note, I don't know what Dr. Judy's about to say regarding this, but all those people that have taken that thing, I remember what Dr. Luc Montagnier said, and it didn't sound good.
No, it wasn't. They murdered him, too.
Yeah.
February 8th, 2022, they murdered him.
Yeah,
they
Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize
recipient. And the guy basically said, well, maybe you can kind of land that for me, but is there hope for the people out there that have taken this thing?
Oh, absolutely, because you say this thing. So the first thing I'm going to do is correct your language. Every shot since our October 23rd publication of XMRV's prostate cancer and neuroimmune disease, you're crazy. Why didn't I just say Biden? Here's the hope in it. And the variants he got so that they could poison him and shut him up. Auto pen. So anyway.
Wow, I never heard.
So when you know that, so 2009, every single shot since 2009 was a COVID shot.
Really?
So why didn't we see such a big problem until 2019, Or did we? And why did I say 2019? Yeah, because the injury ramped up so much that it was undeniable the chronic disease. Now, instead of one in 10,000, one in how many kids have autism? Why are all these people identifying? You know, they don't know who they are. Their brains are on fire. You know, they're being poisoned, like Magic Johnson's oldest son. Mm-hmm. That's not genetic, but it makes people imply that Magic Johnson was gay, and he's not. He's not, and he wasn't then. I'm not going to address prostitutes. So those people that took any flu shot, any pneumonia shot, they're the same thing, different arm.
Wow.
Since 2009, got COVID shots. So the shots in 2020, the capital M ramped up. They had every one of those variants in bat poop in a cave in China. And the paper they submitted was Halloween 2011. So there's Killary planning this. Here's the bat lady submitting this paper on Halloween, but it doesn't come out until like December. And it's in Journal of Virology, and that's where I can show you the literature. So they thought all of this stuff was gonna get there, but now nobody will shoot themselves. So what you need to do is get these things in this conference, get the Curate Oil, get the foundation of Cardio Miracle, Proimmune, and Dulsa. That one drink is all the plants and all the minerals. That's a foundation to fuel your pancreatic. So any pathways, your mTOR pathways, mammalian target of rapamycin 1 and 2, the sensors, got TGF-beta, that's the heart of all disease. Frank Rossetti won the 1992 Distinguished Silver Medal, the highest thing you could get for being an NIH researcher. And so that medal was for the cures that I'm telling you now. That medal was for all the work that Luc Montagnier, may he rest in peace, that hero saved. Candace Pert, peptide T. We've got all the monoclonal antibodies that are cures, and we've got all the diagnostic tests, no matter the variant. So what you have to do is file charges, criminal charges, against the three reviewers on that science paper: John Coffin, Jonathan Stoye's student, Jonathan Stoye, he was the boss, she was a professor from his lab, UK, Wellcome Trust, Nature Journals. And the journals are going down, and those are commercials for pharma. So John, and the third reviewer was Tony Komaroff. Oh, New York City, you wrote a health ad. Tony Komaroff, and he knew the Shai Shing Lo. He knew the cancer that was aerosolized. Are you kidding me? I wrote on an email August 31st, 2011. Are you kidding me? You've got a cancer virus that blows through the air like mycoplasma? And it happened once, so they put me away saying, oh, it was all a contaminant. Yeah, they're all contaminants, all the spike protein. Wow. So the point is, we cured it a long time ago. Don't even worry about it. Just never get another shot. Get the curic oils on your skin. Get the technologies to start with the global healing products, the clean water, the biophotonic water, the gold in the water. We can fix your stem cells at every level with the different technologies. And the cool thing is the government's going to pay for it, because these are now immunizations, not vaccination, because vaccination can only be injecting cow blood. And that's why Bobby said, you know, oh, sure, you can have your measles vaccine. Well, they don't make a measles vaccine. It's MMR. So you get mumps, measles, and rubella, or you get tetanus. There's no tetanus shot. It's DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis. Oh, you mean whooping cough? Oh, you mean you left the cellular material in there, and that's the book. 1984, A Shot in the Dark, Barbara Lo Fisher. Well, Michael R. Hugo, the movie is 1986, theact.com, 1986, The Act. So Protocol 7, watch Randy Schiltz, The Band Played On, Netflix, 1993. Why did the movie The Dallas Buyers Club come out in 2013? Ask yourself these things, because it's a cultural thing. They're lying to us. We have to win in love, and love is just simply
you know, outsmart them. Better, they're like, Judy, what do you know? You know, and when did you know it? I'm like, gee, I'm just that dumb woman. No. Just sorry. You
know? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But I don't tell them,
and it makes them mad. So I don't tell them to go Fauci themselves anymore. I just throw the data out there and show, yeah, Hillary, are you going to convict her? What was the third thing? We're going to ramp up treatment of HIV/AIDS. Oh, you mean Deborah Birx told you in 2023 on Cuomo on criminal CNN? She told you, oh, they can live a nice long life from what we learned about HIV and AIDS. Now people with long COVID, like people with AIDS, can live just as long. They can not only survive in Babylon, they can actually thrive in Babylon. And so, but no, you're going to ramp up treatment. You're going to poison them to death. Why? Because ACT UP all the way back in the 70s with the quilt on the lawn, in the 80s, sorry, with the quilt on the lawn. If, and it's in California, new scum, hear me, new scum, because California is liable for every single PCR positive. If you are positive from HIV, you could have only got it from a hepatitis B vaccine. How are you gonna, wow. And SARS-CoV-2, the same thing, HIV is in it. And injected in every polio shot and every flu shot since 2004. Gotcha. So who's going to break the bank of the insurance companies? Every one of you who files for that California Public Health Assistance Program. So that's why they're fighting a disease able to affect the economies of nations. They have to kill you in 2011 because they know every variant built a population of all those chronic diseases. Why don't we say from Alzheimer's to lupus to ADD to autism to Parkinson's disease, from the alpha to the omega, they thought they got it all, but our God gave us a defense system about every, and all I have to do is pull it out of the plants and take an old drug and teach it new tricks, and it's gonna be fun, and the American people get all the money. And so no, you're not gonna kill those HIV carriers, because those are my friends, and we didn't lose everything for nothing.
So Dr. Judy, for all the people out there that are thinking, oh my goodness, I got such virus remorse about what I did. You're offering hope.
Yeah, it's a lot of hope.
Now,
I'm offering proof.
Or solutions.
Solutions, they're all right here.
So for the people out there who are freaking out.
Don't freak out.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
So where can they go to find more of your work and maybe the protocol you're talking about? Where can they go to find the stuff you're doing and how to heal from all these things that they thought maybe there may be no solution for?
Sure. On X, I'm at Dr. Judy A. Mikovits.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is therealdrjudy.com, and you'll find everything on those two sites, even the picture of Hillary and what is she doing at the CDC News. So when we all tell them we want these botanical drugs, we patented them, we've already got it. We don't have to do any more research. All we need is investigator-initiated studies. So I'm calling on brave investigators like Sherry Tenpenny, like Rashid Buttar, like Dr. Carrie Made, and we're going to go heal. We're going to use the technologies. We're going to consent people, type 1 diabetes, Scott in Cincinnati, Luke, your son. We're going to cure the type 1 diabetes caused by these vaccines. We're going to get these kids off deadly insulin shots. We're going to get these folks out of all costs, and all you have to do is believe, and you'll be fine.
Folks, when I told you she was going to knock the socks off of this place, as you can see, this is not going to be suitable. There's no way YouTube is ever going to let this see the light of day. So if you're watching it right now, it's clearly on Rumble or on Patreon. I'm not sure which. William will help me figure out and determine what that's going to be. But folks, there are solutions out there. When I told you I was talking to a real-life American hero, folks, I don't look up the sports figures. I don't look up the politicians. I look up the thinkers. And when I found out that I'm sitting quite literally to one of the biggest ones in the space out there, one that I view as a bona fide American hero, folks, you could have knocked me over with a feather. And I can't thank you enough, Dr. Judy, for spending so much time. And I know there's everybody and the great grandmothers wanting to talk to you in here, but she spent time with me and with all of you.
Thank
so
you.
Folks, go support Dr. Judy. You're going to be so glad you did. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
out
you,
here.
Billy. Appreciate
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Now we have to hug here, remember? We didn't do it right, but Henry will teach us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to do it the right
way. We got to do it the right
way. So when I hug Dr.